Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, the Florida State site, and also, of course, the podcast known as the Big 3 Roll Up. How you doing, Berg?
I'm doing well, Bill. How you doing?
I figured you'd be up here in the borough at the Elite 11.
We are not allowed to travel. CBS mandate.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, but people, obviously, a lot of those employees are here, so they can get up to the borough from the 615, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if CBS is – see, that's one of the things about working for a corporation is you got to follow the corporate rules. So I don't think that we're allowed to be at the event the events right now.
Wow. Period. Wow. You know what? Yeah. That's why I pulled up. I went to search on Twitter, Elite 11, and the first thing I saw was Sports Illustrated, because they were covering, and they're ranking the players every day, whether it's right or wrong, you know, accurate or not. And I know – I guess I would have noticed, because you'd think 24/7 would be all over that if they could.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Elite 11 does their own rankings as well. So those have been coming out each day. Lost in all of this is RIP the opening. The opening is no more. And I don't even know how much longer we'll see the Elite 11 after this year. It all seems like it was going to come to an end anyway after we saw the opening leave Oregon. You know, it was on Nike's campus for, 10, 11 years?
Yeah.
And then kind of went to Dallas and was starting to fizzle out as Nike had pulled their sponsorship of it. And this summer is no – you know, the opening is no longer. I don't know if they'll do it again, but it seemed like it was fading anyway.
So you're saying, regardless of the virus, let's say we get a vaccine and everything's okay at some point, you don't think any of this is coming back? Elite 11 or the opening?
So the company that puts it all on is called Student Sports. And that's the company that actually runs the events and puts the coaches on the field and all that kind of stuff. They were sponsored by Nike for a long time. Nike and them had a partnership, and it was held on Nike's campus, and they were heavily involved, but the company that puts it on is still live and still moving. Yes. It went, you know, the show moved to Dallas for, I think it was 2 years, and kind of started to fizzle out there. And I don't believe, even back in March before the virus hit, we were looking for regional camp dates. Cause you know, they hand out the golden tickets at all those regional camp dates. And usually those are announced by, late January, and they're held in March, beginning, March 4th, 5th, usually is when it's in the state of Florida, and they go to all the regions of the country after that, and then the winners of the golden tickets get to compete at the opening in June, which is normally on Nike's camp as well. Even back in January, February, the dates weren't hitting the website, the student sports website anymore. So I don't know if the opening was going to happen. Obviously, with the virus and everything being shut down, we don't know for sure, but I don't think it was going to happen anyway.
Wow. All right. We may need to just cordon off a section of your Wednesday appearance for stock questions. I got a Twitter.
Let's go.
Question. Jeff Two, who's a regular, he's kind of our bean counter for the show. He says, Bill, I jumped on the Robinhood train. got me an account, and I'm up 15% in my portfolio. He said, I bought a penny stock yesterday called Hexo, H-E-X-O. He says it's in Berg's wheelhouse. Ask him if he knows anything about it. I'm assuming that's a devil's lettuce stock.
Okay, I'm not in on that one right now, but I'll tell you the thing about the market right now that I've seen is it's not a time to sit and watch your stock rise and count your money. I don't know how much you're looking to get out of it. 15% sounds like a good margin. If you can get 15% on that stock, sell it. Things are really volatile right now, and just take your money when you can. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, the old just buy and then walk away and check it in about a year is idiotic right now.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
not right now.
Buy it. Never, ever take your eyes off of it. And if you see a profit, take it and then move on. That's what you do.
Yeah, and do a little research on it. I mean, if there's news coming out at the end of the week, maybe you want to hold. But, I mean, if you can buy a stock and you can make 10, 15% on it, man, take your money and go. Put it in another stock and keep it going.
I'm telling you, I rode Tesla yesterday all the way to 1085 because it's been trying to get through and stay through 1,000 for a while. It did it. And the pre-market got all the way to 1085. I was up 3.5 times on it because I had options. I had options on it, and my options were up. And I sat there because I thought it was going to go to 1,200. And so panic set in, and I sold around 1070. I still was up about 150%, but I was up about 400%.
Right,
and the greed, yeah. See, the 400 Berg wasn't enough. I wanted 1,000%.
I feel you, man. I've been there too on those pennies. All of a sudden it's at 150%. You're like, oh, let's go 175%. Then you end up walking away at 60%. You're like,
exactly.
Huh.
And see, here's the other thing. When the panic sets in, let me ask you what you do. I always set my price. I never let the market. I never do a market buy because you're at the mercy of a market maker and no telling what they're going to do to you.
Right. I got that straightened out recently. I finally understood that. That was a game changer for me.
Oh, were you trying? Yeah, you were doing market orders. Don't ever do that.
No, in the beginning I was. Yeah, that was terrible.
Awful decision, particularly on the way down. I mean, if you're trying to get out.
Yeah, always on the limits and stuff. Yeah, setting the limits every morning. I get on that every morning. Did that. I had to go run some errands this morning. Did it even before I left the house.
Telling you, man, crazy, 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 crazy. All right, the quarterback out of Starkville, Mississippi, who's committed to Florida State, apparently has looked pretty good up here at the Elite 11 from what I'm reading.
Luke Altmyer, yeah, I watched the live stream last night. They did – the competition's not the typical, like, Elite 11 either. I don't know exactly how it's going to look today, I think, is the final day of it, of competition. But last night was, like, they did, like, a simulated pro day. So it was a lot of throwing on air and things of that nature. But he looked good, quick release, strong arm. He's a pretty darn good quarterback that Florida State Seminoles got.
Yeah, I thought this guy couldn't recruit. I thought he developed players, but he couldn't recruit. Apparently that's not the case.
No, he was a late add. Luke Altmyer was a late add and definitely looks like he deserves to be there.
Have you seen any footage from the Elite 11, any good footage?
Nothing spectacular. They did a live stream last night, so we watched that, and I took some clips of Luke Altmyer and published them on Knowles 24/7. So if you go to the front page, there's a free story, highlights from Luke Altmyer last night, throwing at the Elite 11. Like I said, it was mostly on air, so you really just get a look at how he literally looks throwing the football. But, you know, quick release, good footwork, strong arm, like what we saw last night.
Josh Newberg with us from 24/7 Sports and also the Big 3 Roll-Up. Here in this state, and I just use this as an example, high school football, the governing body in this state is called the TSSAA, and every state's got theirs. And they announced yesterday that the state of emergency that the state has been in has been extended through August 29th. And how that applies to high school football, Berg, is they can't do anything other than go like they've been going in the mornings to work out and things like that, maybe a little stuff on the field, but no pads, no scrimmaging, no 7-on-7. It also postponed girls' softball girls' soccer until August 29th. So they've already announced here, Berg, that high school football is going to be delayed.
They have not announced that here. The only thing that's been announced, at least in the Tampa Bay area, there's been two private schools, Admiral Farragut, and I can't remember the other, but it's another private, both said that they are not going to be playing football this semester. So no announcements from any of the public schools, and very few of the private schools. You know, there's a lot of them, so only two right now have said that they won't, but I've been talking to a lot of people, you know, I ask them what they think. They ask me what I think. I mean, nobody really knows, talking to high school coaches and stuff. You know, they want to know what I think, just like I want to know what they think. And nobody really knows. We're kind of all at the mercy, really, of, I think, when it comes to public schools, of the government and the school boards. You know, when they make their decisions, everybody else is just kind of at the mercy of them and have to adapt and change. So these high school coaches down here are just preparing their guys as if they're going to be a season. Same as at the college level. I talked to those coaches, and they're the exact same way as well. Like, it's not that you're sticking your head in the sand, but all you can do is get your guys prepared. Like, you can't really worry about whether or not there's going to be a season, because that decision is going to be made. It's probably going to be made, you know, a week or two out.
Here's another one.
The right decision, don't you, Bill? I don't like when they make those decisions like 6 weeks out.
I totally agree.
How everything changes now. You do it as it comes up.
I agree. Yesterday going, or Monday, whenever they announced it, 2 months out was ridiculous. I mean, what if we get a significant downturn? I hope they adjust it back. I don't know if you can do that or not. Here's another one, though, from Football Scoop. It says Michigan governor asks the state to postpone high school football till spring. So,
yeah, no, I think it's trending in that direction. As much as I hate to say it, and you know, it affects me more. It affects my jaw. It affects as much as I hate to say it. I think it's trending in that direction. I hope it. You know, I hope things can turn around. I hope we can have football safely this season and do it the right way. But man, it just, everything you hear more and more, it feels like it's not going to happen. But I'm all for waiting until the very end to make that decision.
Berg, tell everybody what's next on the Big Three Roll-Up.
Oh, this week on the Big Three Roll-Up, we're going to be talking – I don't know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to film the show tonight, probably talk some stocks, talk some Big Three football, talk about the return of possible sports, and you guys can get the Big Three Roll-Up like you do every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff, Berg. We'll see you next week.
All right, see you, Bill.
There you go, Josh Newberg with us. 24/7 Sports, the Florida State site, and also the Big Three Roll-Up, the podcast, which is very, very popular. Very popular. Futures have turned green. Not hugely, but turned green. We'll see what happens today. I might just have to get back up on that Tesla machine. Tell you what, I may just have to get me a Tesla. Maybe I'll bring my Tesla to the to commitments. Fire it right up, man. No gas, just my Tesla, baby. Up to the Omni. That'd be pretty. Because I'm gonna owe them. I'm gonna owe them as well as they've done me. To watch it crater today. But that's what happens when you. You spike the football, the stock gods come back to get you, just like they do in college football. Same scenario. We'll get the break right here. Presented by the fantastic Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still busy out here, but it's moving fairly decent as we check it out live here up through Williamson County on 65 northbound here, making your way out of Franklin into Brentwood as they wrap up that earlier crash, Nolensville Pike at Haywood Lane. I can't emphasize this enough. There's tons of radar already out here, and there's going to be more over the next couple of days. Hey, Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on to barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
It's time to upgrade your game and get custom fit for free at Edwin Watts with their summer bonus trade-in sale. Come in now through July 12th and get a 50% bonus trade-in on any Callaway, TaylorMade, or Cobra inline products. Chart out your game with the new Bushnell Tour V5 Rangefinder and be the course DJ with Bushnell's new Wingman, the first ever audible GPS and Bluetooth speaker. The summer bonus trade-in sale is happening now through July 12th at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball. So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms, high 86. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 71. Thursday, a chance of thunderstorms, high 90. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 71. Friday, sunny, but high at 90.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Rob in the 210. Bill, do they sell lift kits for a Tesla? You could put on some all-terrain tires on the new Tesla and go mudding around Wilco. That'd be pretty cool. I'd be the first dude with a jacked-up Tesla. I don't think anybody else is jacking up their Tesla, but I'd do it. I'd do it just for Rob. I'll tell you what, I'll bring it to commitment so people can test drive it. You can go from the Omni, go down West End, visit Vanderbilt. You know, stuff like that. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't go visit Vanderbilt, would you? No. No, you would have no interest in that. Armageddon, what's up?
Bill, how are we doing this Wednesday?
We are doing pretty good. What about you?
Doing okay. Armageddon's actually got a day off today, Bill. No business.
Ah, now was that self-induced or you just happened to land that way?
It just happened to kind of fall that way, Bill.
Okay.
Before the show started, Bill, this morning at 6 o'clock, when they did, kind of the news thing, I heard that there was 457 new cases in Davidson County in the last 48 hours.
Cases are spiking up here, too.
So Armageddon's definitely taking a look at moving out to Wilco because maybe the numbers are a little lower out there.
Yeah, and the governor extended the emergency order that was already in place, and that caused high school football to postpone things or delay things. That announcement came out. I was disappointed in that. I'm not saying it was the wrong decision. I was just disappointed to hear it because I'm selfish.
Well, that affects Armageddon because, you know, I have a personal invitation from the Pearl Cone head football coach's wife to join her at the Pearl Cone NBA game.
Yep.
So evidently that's not going to be played on August 28th.
No, because they're not even allowing practice until the 29th, if then.
I was just looking forward to, you know, watching the Pearl Cone band throw down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell you. Well, and, you know, I'm selfish, but I got two kids that are – one's going to be a sophomore, one's going to be a junior. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. They don't know what's going on other than it's going to be postponed. They're talking about an abbreviated type schedule, maybe 8 regular season games. Typically here, for everybody listening, they play 10 regular season games. And if you make it to the playoffs, then you get extended. But they're talking about chopping that down some too.
Bill, if high school football is not going to start on time, I'd say that's a strong indication that maybe college football is not going to start on time either. Would you agree with that?
No, I mean, I don't think – now, again, it may correlate, but there's a lot more riding. Now, I'll say this. High schools, you know this. Now, we were spoiled because we went to BGA and there was never any worry about money. But at these public high schools, the gate they get at home games, particularly if you have a good crowd, that couple $1,000, whatever it comes to, is huge for their budget. And I don't know if you're going to see that this year or if the gate's going to be the same, even if you open things up. But the colleges now, I mean, they may opt to do the same thing. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't think it correlates with high school. There's way more riding on college.
Right. Just trying to get in before Cosby. Has Cosby called yet, Bill?
Not today.
He probably will be calling, so I had a little different, you know, schedule was a little different this morning with all your guests, and I thought I'd better get in before he did. And one thing on my way out the door to imitate him, I have not heard the birds chirping or the train lately, Bill. He may be calling from a different location.
Yeah, usually he is outside somewhere on his at his place there. You're right. Now, I don't know if it's raining. I mean, we haven't had a lot. We've been getting a lot of rain and storms here last year, and I think it's supposed to last, right? So I don't know if he's been inside because of the weather or not.
He might be calling, you know, from the dock where he docks the Sea-Doo or something, Bill.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right, man. West Coast Sooner. Bill, thanks for getting on Pick 6 Previews. Again, Pick 6 Previews on Twitter is Brett Ciancia. Follow at Pick 6 Previews. Says he does his homework and breaks it down statistically. Purchased his new preview when it came out. I like how he picked both Oregon and Ohio State despite them playing each other during the regular season. Yeah, his theory is Oregon won't win that game, but it won't wipe them out. They can win all their other games. And you know what? He might be right. One way that he may be right is that Oregon is going to get sympathy from the committee because, frankly, the Pac-12 has been left out most of the time. Other than two instances we've talked about, Oregon and Washington, and that was, you know, not last year or the year before, a couple of years ago for Washington. But yeah, it's and the committee will, as we always talk, they'll never admit that, but that's what will be going on behind the scenes, if indeed. Because if you've got, let's think about this. If you've got, let's say it's chalky and it's Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia might very well play twice this year. That's just before the playoffs. regular season game early on in Tuscaloosa and then later in the SEC championship game. Again, I'm what-ifing here. I'm just saying what if. And let's say they have one loss apiece and both games are close. You're going to take Oregon over the other SEC team. Now, for balance and sympathy, they may do that. But let's say this. Let me just throw this out. Alabama wins the first game, but it's a good game. Very good game. Rematch, Georgia wins the SEC championship game. Very good game, too, though. Very good game. Georgia obviously is in. They're going to take Oregon over Alabama. Oregon's one loss is to the Buckeyes. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
By the way, who's that on the phone? Okay. That's the first time I've heard somebody, like, pop up. That Charlie, that may be a good trick for the show. Bill, guess who this is? Cosby Cattleman. No. I could probably, if I had five guesses, I could probably get it. Well, if I had 10, probably get it. Jim, yes, Charlie, you're right. We're tight here. We'll get Jim from Ramsey after the break. We're clear the rest of the way. Again, let me promote. Tomorrow is our last day for the week. We're off Friday. Crazy Charlie will have something to put in place of this show Friday morning, 6 until 9. And I'm going to try and get Brad on tomorrow in his regular last hour slot, because obviously Friday's a no-go. And then Chris Landry is with us, as always, on Thursday. So no need to move him around at all. You know who else we have? We may do even more guesting. That won't be the way we always do the show. But I just thought, we were talking Elite 11, and I know we can't be up here because of company rules. But I think it's about time to get Rusty back on. Yeah, I'll try. I'll try. Up against the holidays, but Rusty's always in the work game. So I'll try Rusty. See if we can get him on early, like 6:30 local time. See if I can't get him on. So a little more guessing than we typically do. Okay, Jim will be with us when we come back up in Ramsey. I believe he's heading to the beach at some point here. Jersey Shore. We are presented by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The fire department is out with a vehicle here on 40 eastbound, right at the West Loop. Not sure what's going on here. They're calling it an incident, maybe a medical problem. But again, it's 40 eastbound out here on the West Loop. There's a crash being cleared at Nolensville Pike at Haywood Lane. Still busy up 65 right now through Brentwood, Franklin, but it's moving fairly decent. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online right now, Adventures Unlimited. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. The food pantries can always use stocking, so if you can, look through your cupboards for extras like canned goods, boxes of cereal, things of that sort. Bring them to your local food pantry, then you can make a difference in your own community. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs and restoration, residential and commercial, give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, wishing everyone a happy and healthy summer season.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Bill, how are you?
Doing well. Other than the high school postponement news yesterday, I'm doing well.
It's crazy. You know what? I think the world's going to end, Bill, and I'm a man of faith. But everything's spinning out of control. It's really. Tell I don't me. Know what to make of it. But hey, what do you think with these colleges now talking about what financial holes that they're in? When Michigan is saying that they're going to be $27 million in the hole without a football season. What goes on with, like, the Miamis of Ohio and the Marshalls and schools like that? I mean, it's got to be terrifying if you're one of their athletic directors.
Now, let's go back to the Michigan topic. They are predicting a $26 million shortfall, 27, whatever the number was. But, Jim, I didn't read it that included not playing football. I think that included.
All right.
Which makes it worse. Because if you don't play, God knows what that number is.
I mean, you look, Phil, I am not like an alarmist, but how many teams can you see dropping out of big-time Division One football and going down and playing in the smaller, you know, the old 1AA? I mean, I can't see financially how these schools can make it.
What about UCLA and probably Cal losing? Now, UCLA is losing $280 million from Under Armour and their contract. Under Armour's wanting out, and they're trying to do it to Cal, too.
So is that because that Kevin Plank, he's running out of money, so are they coming from the viewpoint that you're not competitive enough, so we're not getting good value as Under Armour to uniform your team and to pay you? Is that where that's coming from?
It's both. It's a struggle, and there's no way they can get any bang for their buck with that contract.
It's so sad, Bill. But I read something else. I sent you an article late last night. I don't know if you read it. But they were saying that in the future, you might have realignments where, like, a team like West Virginia might end up just playing games in their region because their closest league opponent is 1,200 miles away. I don't know if that makes sense. But
well, that won't happen unless the league falls apart because West Virginia can't afford to not be aligned with the Big 12 and the 30-plus million, whatever it is, 34 million they get a year by virtue of being in the league. So something would have to change that was not of their doing for them to be disconnected like that. That financially, that can't happen.
But, Bill, could you see some of these schools going all online for another semester. I mean, I don't think in your right mind you could bring players back just to play and be online students, but they're on campus where everyone else is not there. Then I think you'd start hearing more of this union nonsense about the players wanting it, you, because now they're the revenue generators. You know what? I could see this thing going spinning out of control.
I never thought that it would come to that, but who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's certainly trending. I mean, maybe I'm taking a little. It feels like it's trending away from where we want it to be trending right now. By the way, did you see the article? Columbia University, very esteemed. You live close to it. You know it better than I do.
I know it really well.
They said yesterday, they released a statement that it's safer for students to be back on campus than at home, which I was shocked that came out of Columbia. I totally agree, but I was shocked it came out of Columbia.
So they said it would be safer?
Yes.
And
to have kids back on campus, yes.
And now Columbia's, like, football facilities and their soccer facilities, they're all in uptown Manhattan. So you literally have to take a subway, or they have shuttle buses that go from the main Columbia campus up to their athletic field. I would think what you could expose your players to just going from point A to point B in a city like New York,
yeah.
I don't even – I give them credit for being thinking in a positive light like that, but in reality, I don't see that. Like, I would firmly believe my daughter would have been safer being at the University of Delaware than being back in Brooklyn, my youngest.
Right.
That because the numbers in Delaware weren't even on the radar screen compared to New York City. But when it comes to any urban campus, I think you got to think twice if the numbers are bad. I don't know. You know, Lehigh's supposed to play Columbia this year in football, too. But, I mean, you've already seen some of these Division III teams, like Bowdoin College up in Maine, I think. What's the predominantly black school in Atlanta, Morehouse?
Yeah.
They've already canceled. Now, they're not in the same league economically, athletic-wise, as you know, the Michigans or the Penn States, but it starts to scare me when it's trending one way.
Jim, be safe up there, bud. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Bill, thanks a million, pal.
Yes, sir. I mean, some days I'm really positive, some days I'm really negative. Right now, I'm hanging on to the Pollyanna stuff. I'm trying. Trying hard. Yeah, these next 4 weeks, like we've been talking about a lot, are really important. Death rate is continuing to go down. Cases are going up. Some of that would be it's hitting younger demographics, and a lot of those are asymptomatic. Doesn't mean they all are, but most of them are. And hopefully the death rate continues to go down. That's very, very important. Clay points out Vanderbilt has named their ninth chancellor Daniel Dearmeyer, if that's how you pronounce his name. I don't have any idea who this guy is, where he came from. But if he's like every other chancellor they've ever had there, other than Gordon Gee, then I have little faith. Formerly the provost and dean of the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago, also a longtime professor at Stanford and Northwestern, was selected by the Board of Trust after an extensive worldwide search. So there you go. I don't know anything about him. I assume he's a academician. Well, they're all going to have to be that at Vanderbilt for sure. I mean, any chancellor needs to be that. But anti-sports. Prove me wrong. I'd be happy to be wrong. I don't know the guy. I just know Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's going to Vanderbilt. If you know what that means. If you're from around here, then you will totally understand what I'm saying. Market's underway, and all the Dow is happy right now. Now, again, consumable news. Dean likes to say consumable news. It's news that matters. News that shakes things up. Barring that, the Dow right now is happy. We'll see. We'll see if that holds. S&P up a little bit. NASDAQ up some, too. So everything's happy right now. We'll see. Yeah, we'll continue to monitor like we always do. Tomorrow, let me plug again, Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. He'll be with us. And then I'm going to try and get a couple of others. I'm going to try and get Rusty for earlier. And I'm going to try and get Brad because we are not on Friday. Friday is a day where we can call in sick. Call in and just say, you know what, I'm not feeling like it. Not doing the show today. When's the last time I did that? Never? Seriously, when's the last time, Bill, watch Monday be the day. Last time I called or Bill can't make it today, he's not feeling good. Ever? When? Only time I can remember that happening. Well, no, it didn't happen. I've told you the story about not even past year one of the Sirius show in 05. Got a call from CBS. And on their cable channel, they were wanting some programming. They said, we're thinking about televising your show live and putting it on. And this day coming up, whatever day it was, we're going to bring the cameras in and we're going to do a run-through. And that night before, I got the flu. I mean, and that, again, watch Monday be the day. I was physically sick, which that never happens to me. And I put a trash can under the chair where I was sitting, the stool, whatever it was, where I was sitting, in case I needed to get sick during the show. That's how bad this was. I mean, it was bad. And that was 15 years ago. I was hurting, baby. I mean, I was hurting bad. I just remember getting through the show somehow and going home and just falling, just literally falling dead into the bed. But anyways, yeah, we're long story short, we're off Friday. And looking forward to it. A little cooking out, a little fun. Hopefully the weather gets a little bit better. It's been real rainy around here. Coming right back. One more break. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. The fire department is out with a vehicle here on 40 eastbound, right at the West Loop. Not sure what's going on here. They're calling it an incident, maybe a medical problem. But again, it's 40 eastbound out here on the West Loop. There's a crash being cleared at Nolensville Pike at Haywood Lane. Still busy up 65 right now through Brentwood, Franklin, but it's moving fairly decent. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online right now, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The good folks at Sir Speedy of Music City are back on our show. James Warren, talk to me.
Hey, George, as we see businesses prepare to reopen, we're seeing them focus on employees and guest protection just as much as on making a profit and being back to normal. That's typical of this caring city and all of Tennessee. So we decided to use the materials that we use for signs to make acrylic shields, barriers, face guards, and floor graphics for safe distancing. Even throwing in some fun by putting logos on face masks and that kind of thing. That said, we're doing this for nationwide hotels, restaurants, as well as local businesses with 2 employees. Everyone is treated the same. We come measure, listen. We want to be good to our community and our customers, so we're pledging 5% of the profits of all PPE orders in May and June to local food banks. You can trust the Sir Speedy Music City team for all your reopening needs.
That's absolutely true. You dial them up at 615-832-9511 or go on their website, SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms, high 86. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 71. Thursday, a chance of thunderstorms, high 90. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 71. Friday, sunny, but high at 90.
Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Cosby Cattleman.
You almost slipped out that side door, Willie King.
We still got about 10 minutes. We're good.
Yeah. I thought I'd get a little late cattle calling inside the 2-minute warning here.
Oh, hey, there's the choo-choo.
There's the train.
No hey, birds, Bill, though. The birds aren't happy.
Hey, Bill, I've been kind of a little distracted this morning. I got a couple of quick questions for you, or one thing I heard and then a question. I guess, first off, I'm here in West Coast. I was listening to a little Peristyle podcast last night. Ryan Abraham and Dan Weber aren't sounding too good.
What do you mean, about playing?
Yeah.
Seems to be the trend right now.
The way he kind of put it was about 11, 12 days ago. He was feeling pretty positive about everything. But apparently, it's administrative-wise, it's taken a turn for the worse on the West Coast in the last 12 days or so.
Right. Boy.
Well, what do we have here in Tennessee alone? Don't we have TSSAA? He's telling me he can't do anything until 1st of September, even practice, or is that what they said?
Basically, nothing. Everything got postponed until August 29th, which means jamborees, scrimmages, practices. Now, they can still go into school and do the workouts in the morning, you know, like they've been doing. But anything more progressive than that, they can't.
I just was kind of telling you what I heard last night. Hey, Ben, have you had a call this morning about this kind of jumped the shark, I'm afraid, some of these UT football players jumping on the fans? Have you talked about that this morning?
I haven't. You talking about it on Twitter? I don't think I've seen that.
No, apparently a podcast. Apparently there's a podcast. It sounded like it might be a UT official. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It's called the Slice Podcast. You know anything about it?
I haven't heard it, no.
Okay, well, it's making some TV news over here last night. I saw it on the 6 o'clock news, I guess 5 o'clock news for y'all over here.
Right.
Apparently, in a nutshell, Bill, these players are on a podcast saying, hey, fans, if you don't like us as people, don't come to the games. In other words, if you don't buy our radical left crap, don't come to the games.
I haven't seen that. Do we know who?
Yeah, I think it was what's the receiver that's back? Palmer.
I did see some of that. I'm not familiar with the podcast, so I.
Well, you know, here's the problem, Bill. You know, when we as fans we go to these games, a lot of times we're there for the entertainment, the competition, might be gambling on the game, just there to do whatever, watch the sporting event.
you know, with Twitter and the world we live in, everybody's got a smartphone, and some of these fans are pretty much butt kissers and want to get in the, all these players' businesses and know what you're doing and all this. I don't want to know these dudes. Do you want to know these dudes?
Well, I mean, I never really get to know many of them. Some I do, but I mean,
okay,
usually
there's a national debate. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, Bill. It's called Shut Up and Dribble.
I saw it, yeah.
LeBron James. Hey, LeBron James might be fun to hang out with, go have a steak and drink some $500 liquor and fly around on his private jet, but I probably don't care much for LeBron James' politics. You know, that's the problem. Man, you when you put that T on the side of the helmet or whatever, you know, that gator head on the side of the helmet, you're not playing for yourself, you're playing for your school, and the fans are there to support the school more than they're there to support you. That's just the fact of it. If it's to the point now where we got to know everything about these dudes and we don't – I mean, that's just brainwashing is what that is. Don't come to the games if you don't buy our BLM politics. That sucks, Bill. I think we're getting pretty close to a tipping point.
Well, we don't even know who gets to go to the games yet anyways. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's even bigger fish to fry, but do you ever think we'd get to that point? I don't know. I don't want to hang out with these dudes.
Well, it never occurred to me there would be a pandemic.
These dudes show up. They show up over there. They get their free scholarship. They're all trying to make the NFL. Probably 80% of them play like Knoxville, and they never come back. They're here for 3-4 years, and they're gone. That VFL stuff, half of them, you know, whatever on that. I mean, you're playing for the school, man. We're not there to see you. We're there to see that T on the side of the helmet.
By the way, you just made the birds happy. They're chirping that there, too.
Well,
I hear them.
Well, here come the mobs at it again. Come on, buy our lefty politics or don't come to the football game. See you, Bill.
See ya. Now, because Armageddon called early and said, I hadn't heard the train, I hadn't heard the birds. They were both in that call. It's like I've told you, I don't get to hear, and I'm sure there are a ton of really good podcasts. I mean, they're more than ever, more popular than ever. And they're growing. But I don't, you know, there's only so much time. When I do a 3-hour show every day, right? I'm just, after that and me thinking about college football and what we do on the show all day and all night, I rarely have the want or need to go find another podcast of some sort. Again, I'm sure there are tons of good ones out there. I was thinking about this again. Remember we did this maybe a year or two ago? Josh crunched the math a little bit. I think Jeff, too, did, too. But I'd say over the last 33 years, however long I've been on the air, I've put in as many words on air as probably anybody in radio. Period. Anywhere. Unless some dude does a 5-hour show every day solo. God bless a man if he does that. That's a damn long time. Now we do a 5-hour one on commitments. We do that, but see, I mean, Charlie will come by. I mean, we bring people up to the table, so it's not only me. Basically, I have all of you as co-hosts for that. That's the point of the whole. It's one of the points of the whole get together. But yeah, I probably put in as much. You're just talking about individual words. If we could count those words, wonder what that number would be. First of all, you'd have to do is say, here's how many words that you speak on average during a show, 3 hours. Multiply that times 5, and then per month, and then per year, and then you could just you mathematicians out there, if you ever have a spare 5 seconds, tell me what that number would be. So my point is, after all of that, one of the things I'm not thinking about usually is some other podcast. I don't have a lot of time for that. Now, there are a couple. I mean, I go through spurts where I'll find, because if you go to Facebook, you can find little 5-minute snippets of Joe Rogan. He's the king of all of that. They just paid him $10 million a year, just got a $100 million contract because of his prowess. But I don't even get to hear that much anymore with being busy and everything else. Yeah, hopefully, folks, the news gets better. By the way, here's something from Florida, and this is the High School Association in Florida. Start dates September 8th. Now, is that for practice? Kickoff classics September 25th. First regular season game October 2nd. That's a suggestion in the state of Florida. Again, a suggestion. That doesn't mean I'll retweet that, by the way, for everybody. Doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. But that is what they're talking about. And again, we got the news here that really nothing can get going other than what they've been doing in the mornings until now, August 29th. Why would you project 2 months out? Maybe I just don't understand. At Crazy Charlie 615, tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us. I'm going to try Rusty, and I'm going to try Brad. Haven't confirmed them yet. Going to try and get that done. Again, we're off Friday. At Bill is King on Twitter. Let me go check on my Tesla, see how it's doing. Lodge Pop.